Welcome to Hale Wellness on the Wellness Connection, where quality living is brought to everyday life. And I have two wonderful women, powerful in their individual right, here to share how wellness is being demonstrated through their everyday efforts here in the community. Miss B, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, good evening. My name is Beatrice Scott, called B. Scott, and I am a retired elementary teacher. I've been retired for about 10 years. And along the way, almost about 10 years ago, I discovered storybooks online. I came across something that said, there's a company called Heritage Makers, and they say their motto is every story deserves a book of its own. So I was curious, and I went online and read about it, and I said, well, let me see what I can write. What should I write about? Da, 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 da. And I had all this stuff on elders in our life because we have had family reunions and had pictures, and my grandfather's parents had 14 children, and his sisters and brothers, they were all a part of our lives, and they lived on the East Coast, different locations. So I decided to do a storybook, and the storybook's only 21 pages with pictures. So, hey, you know, I knew the people, I had the pictures. So it's a matter of type, 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 and slide the pictures in. And also I designed the cover back and front, and I loved it. So I created the storybook, 21 pages. I sent it off. Because I have an online studio, you just sign up for a free online studio and you work on your project. Then when I was satisfied, I sent it off to be published electronically. In 2 weeks, my book came back and it was like, voila, you know, and I read it like I'd never seen it before. So, it really started a whole new phase in my life because people looked at my book and said, what? Where'd you get that from? I said, well, I made it. And why don't you do it? And so, how you do that? And so that has started this ongoing thing of helping people to create their storybooks, helping adults to create their storybooks. Many cases, older adults, of course, they know their stories, they got their pictures, but the digital part is not easy.
Yes, that's so correct. I would like to open up the conversation to our other visitor here today, Mary Alexander. Could you please introduce yourself?
Well, hi, yes. My name is Mary Alexander. I'm a native Baltimorean. A couple of years ago, back in 2017, I started a nonprofit called Unique Fabrics Sewing Program for Women and Girls. It was intended to start a collective effort in the community to bring people to the table, saying what resources we want to see in the community. And it was suggested by one of the mothers in the community that she wanted to learn how to sew. So we just started gathering the ideas and how we were going to go about it. And we bootstrapped it up and started our own opportunity through a few sewing machines and through the in-kind space of from Amazing Grace Church. And so women came out and came together to start collectively learning how to sew, but more importantly, talking to each other, thinking of ideas of how to improve their lives, whether it would be sewing to make money or sewing just to do things for their families. But it became hopefully a platform and an instrument that we will continue to build together so that we can make a pathway from poverty to empowerment.
So tell me, ladies, how does wellness shine in both your projects? We could start with you, B.
Oh, okay. So, just the idea of writing a book is interesting, but also the idea of being in a book, and in a book that talks about you, and it talks about yours. It's a celebration of your own life.
When I think about, if I were to write a book, B, I would think about my ego. I think it would lift me up, make me feel important and valued, and that I'm a piece of this world. Is that what most of your clients feel like?
Yeah, I think so. And sometimes, you know, when we think in terms of writing a book, it's about I'm going to tell people, show people how smart I am and how much I know about such and such. And actually, our storybooks are more or less about, oh, I am embracing my humanity. This is, I got my mother here, my grandparents, I got my kids and my grandkids, and they have stories. So it's just a celebration of life. And that is a boost of the ego, because it's like, it's an appreciation, it's gratitude for life, and it's accessible for everybody. It's a matter of knowing there's something that you can do out here.
Yes, and I would agree 100%. Mary, tell everyone how your project brings wellness into the community.
Just listening to the feedback from the participants, it must just break through some endorphins or something in the brain, because they were telling me they were looking forward to coming and they were looking forward to sewing and creating with their own hands and seeing the end product, you know, looking forward to the camaraderie and the kikiing and the ha-ha and we laughing amongst ourselves. And so many of them at this, you know, point in time, it was based on their feedback, not what I was feeling, not what I observed, but what they were telling me. It just showed me that they were taking ownership and that they were knowing that this is something that I'm building. And that definitely, you know, picked them up, and it worked on their self-esteem. And I'm hoping that, you know, as I step back, that they step forward and, you know, they become the leaders and then they lead someone else. And then, it, you know, it keeps going on like that. And so I just definitely know that many of them, that was a happy space and a happy place for them, because they told me so.
That is so amazing. I think you both have brought to this table today some real key points about how each project brings wellness into our community and how it touches some of the dimensions of wellness. Mm-hmm. I hear about self-esteem. I hear a little about the environment. I hear about health in general, because emotionally, we talked about endorphins. That's what Mary brought to the table. She said it raises endorphins. And as we all probably know, endorphins raise our smile. It also raises our attitude to want to do better, to want to share, to want to care. And so I appreciate, you know, that part of wellness that you guys bring. What do you find in trying to bring to this community wellness? What are some of your barriers you find with trying to express your wellness gift?
Okay, in terms of storybooks, one barrier is access to the youth, because there are tremendous opportunities for the youth to work to create their storybooks for themselves and also to help the elders. We are surrounded with a city of elders with stories. They know how to write their sentences, and they know how to write their paragraphs. They know how to write their storybooks. They have their pictures, but they don't know how to digital go online and do that computer. But those kids do.
Yes,
so
they do.
That's the exciting challenge. And it's working out in a variety of ways. We get college students. We get high school students. Yeah. Middle school students, you know,
that
it's
amazing.
The digital. And then also there's this thing of our kids, our students have siblings, sisters and brothers, little sisters and little brothers. We have small storybooks, only 14 pages. They're soft, very inexpensive, $8 little books that are beautiful. And they have the opportunity to create a story about their little sister, red hat, blue hat.
You mean to tell me that you can get two siblings to work together on a project and enjoy it?
Well, actually, you have big brother, and then he can have his work with his siblings. You sit over here, click, click. They all got pictures all over the place. He click, clicks, and they don't know what he's doing, but they know that my big brother's making me a book. And there just all it's a world of options and ideas that can be created. I remember years ago growing up, my brothers used to love the comic books, reading the comic books and everything. And my older brother, Rudy, he loved drawing. I mean, he could create, he could draw the Superman and whatever all these comics they had back then. So this is something that these young people can put in their own book, their stories, or their rap, their tunes, their writing. And also, a lot of parents wake up like I do and write something. A lot of parents are writers and grandparents. Collect your stuff in a storybook. You know, celebrate life. Put your picture on there. Put your picture on the front of the cover of the book.
And the bestseller, right?
Absolutely.
And Mary, share with us what some of your berries that have been successful for your wellness project.
Well, I would say that sometimes, and I'm not saying I am the first, but sometimes you can't mimic what you don't see. So it's just making people understand that Murray doesn't have all the answers. You have answers too. So come on out and just try. Just that breakthrough moment of just trying. Don't be scared. The word failure to me is I absorb it differently. You know, I'm an athlete. I'm a former athlete anyway. And so I hated to lose, but I wasn't going to not step on the court because I, you know, that possibility exists.
Yes.
And so my mindset about that is trying to get people to understand, don't worry about if you try and it doesn't work out like you think. You're going to make gains, and the gains may be intangible, may not be something you can see or put your hands on, but that brave, you know, courage and all those different things that you develop out of knowing that that moment didn't kill you. You just didn't, you know, succeed that one time. You got to try again. So I think that's what is so important for us to do, what me and Ms. B are doing in our own way, because those in the community who needs to see it happen, some people, that's how they really learn, when they see it and experience it, and it's a for real project. So those barriers really begin with the people in the community. You know, you kind of got to, you know, infusing them that this is important and you're important and come on out and, you know, what other projects that you're doing? I can support you like you can support me. We can support we. And so that first, like, you know, the startup part is the hardest part, because they're not used to maybe, you know, the resources, and therefore, you know, it's hard to get them to complete something. They got other things going on in their life that's more important, whether it's sickness or financial. They have barriers that prevent them from participating. And so you got to kind of respect that, because you're not in someone's household and you can't beat them down because they promised to come and they didn't show up. Well, you know, I'm not like, well, why you didn't show up? That's incidental. If you come the next time, I got to believe that you fought through some things to get here today. You know, you may be some things I'm not even aware of.
Yes.
So that's the hard part in the community, just, you know, being that first and people, you know, believing that it is actually occurring. I want to participate.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Habits are just very difficult to break. I mean, just I was saying on my way in that I needed to change something about what I did every day in my home. And I said that last month, and nothing's changed yet. So I know how difficult it is. I don't know if I would call it fear or just what we're going to call it today, but most definitely habits are hard to break.
It doesn't matter.
So ladies, I really appreciate what you're both doing. You both are symbolisms. And you're very powerful and passionate about what you're doing. And I appreciate that, because now you've kind of, I don't know, allowed me to buy into, I can make a book. Because if you would have asked me yesterday, can I make a book? No, I can't make a book. I'm not a storyteller. But you have convinced me that it's an easy process, and all the benefits that I can get from it, that I can take and now share with someone else, and, you know, energize me to and excites me to want to do it.
Absolutely.
And with Mary and her fabrics and how, I mean, when I was young, my mom used to sew for me. So, you know, we were on an economical budget. You know how that can be. And so you become creative. So my mom was creative with her skills. She loved to sew. And I used to try to sew, but I just couldn't get it. And then once I failed that one time, what Mary's talking about, failure, and it makes you want to go back to the corner and just sit there and maybe pout or just say, forget it. I was that person, but talking about you taking people who've never even seen maybe a sewing machine, or someone who never even threaded a sewing machine, now sewing, gives me hope as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything you want to leave with our listeners, ladies? B?
Well, I appreciate this opportunity because you are about wellness. And they say books change lives. Books can change lives. And my realization is that, wow, particularly your own book about your life can really make a difference.
Thank you. Mary?
I just believe leadership is something that, you know, if you want to try to do something, whether it's, you know, first, second, third, it doesn't matter. We all are leaders and want to be part of something that's, you know, going to change the community. It's never too big or too small. Just go ahead and take that first step forward. And, you know, you may see some support from the community like I did. And if you're not, you know, if you haven't, or you have some other ideas and you need that support, come on out to Unique Fabrics. You can contact me at uniquefabrics1@gmail.com. And, you know, we can kind of partner together and support one another.
Okay. You know, and how can we contact you, Ms. B?
Oh, well, let me think. Oh, thestorybookproject.com is my website where you can go on and create a book. Now, it's not that easy, but you can explore it. Go online, thestorybookproject.com. Look for my picture. I'm connected with Heritage Makers. That's the company. You know, I'm just a consultant with them. That's how I started out, and that's where I refer people to. And get started on your own project. It's wonderful. And then we can collaborate, too.
Yes, because I think that if not, it's that one individual who takes the hand of another individual and you know, supports them, makes it happen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank everyone in the audience.
The Wellness Connection podcast is brought to you by Hail Wellness, a social and interactive platform where we connect our community to local businesses, organizations, and individuals who have tools, services, and programs that nurture the mind, body, and spirit. Engage in awareness by taking our free wellness assessment and take first steps towards optimizing your wellness. Visit wellnessconnection.health.